I've been hearing confession from 4:30, and yet my confession is not completed yet. So, good news for you, I will make the homily short so that I can continue hearing the confession. We have several people waiting out there, so thank you so much for your generosity. I will make it short. Sometimes we read the scripture from only this section, but I want you to read the scripture right before this one. What happened? The Mary, the Nazareth brought the sister, she wept. "Lord, if you were here, my brother would not die." And Jesus wept. And Jesus went to Nazareth. And then Nazareth was brought from the dead. Now, after that, now you see the Nazareth is right there. People came to see not only just for Jesus, also Nazareth. But why am I saying this? Just imagine that you are Jesus now. You have the power to bring the person who died from the dead. He had a power. Yet here he was, receiving the anointing, the oil, to prepare for his death. Just be your Jesus just now. The person who had the power, fully son of God and son of man, who had the power to raise somebody from the dead. Yet, he's obedient to the death. He's actually now receiving the oil for his burial. I don't know about you, if this is not a love, and I don't know about what the love is now. He had his power. Yet, he went all the way down to the cross, like a Lamb of God. He raised Lazarus, yet he received the oil today, burial oil. Just be a Jesus today. That makes us humble. I don't know about you. That makes me feel so humble. And that's God's love.